Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio, catching up with a group of defending champions that are back here at the Balloon Fest 5K. The Pella Girls Cross Country Team, three of the representatives today who ran the 10K, Marissa Farabee, Camry Trine, and Elsie Brenneman. Marissa, I'll start with you. It was 7 weeks ago that you were winning a state championship in the 1500 meters on the last day of state track. We are 7 weeks away from your opening race in cross country. How has the summer been going, and what's it like here to be at that midway point?
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. We're halfway through. It feels like state track is so far away and cross country is so close, but I'm excited to get started the season. Summer's been fun so far. You know, it feels like it's gone by in the blink of an eye, but I know we're all excited over here to get cross country started and get going with a good group of freshmen and just seeing what the season has in store for us.
Well, and yeah, Camry, it was just 7 weeks ago that we were talking at the Blue Oval, and now you're focused on the longer races. And a really fun group, I'm sure, returning. No doubt that there are some of the seniors who just graduated that are here today that ran, but a big returning group nonetheless. What's it like to have this excitement all summer leading up to the fall, and how have things been going?
Yeah, we're really excited about the team because we think we have a lot of good freshmen coming. We got a lot of returning from the state team, and I'm just really excited to get to know this team better.
Well, and Elsie, similar question. Again, we're at that midway point, and now you're getting closer and closer to the first official practices, and I see the group of you out often in the summer. When I'm out walking, I see you guys running. What's it been like building up towards this moment and being able to get stronger with this group in the summer?
It is just so much fun. I mean, summer running every morning, getting up 6:30, meeting with the girls, like, it is the highlight of my summer, and we make so many memories. We make doing such a hard thing, pushing our body every day, so much fun, and there are no other people that I would honestly rather do it with. So it's just so much fun, and it's so exciting to see what we can all do and to compete together.
Well, Marissa, no doubt expectations are high. If I would have talked to you a year ago, you hadn't been a state champion outside of the team effort. You're now a three-time individual champion between track and cross country, and then, of course, two-time defending team champion. So the pressure's a little bit higher. The expectations are higher. How do you think, though, that's fueling this team, knowing that your girls are once again have an opportunity to be so good?
Yeah, we have a pretty big goal in mind, and I think it's been in mind ever since we finished that race last November. Or is it October? I'm not sure. Probably November. It'll be November this year. But we're going to keep working hard. We have that goal in mind. But most importantly, we're going to have fun along the way and form some good relationships, because those are what last in the long run, not a title.
Well, and Camry, you were an alternate at the end of October, and we'll continue to push for varsity time. But that's what's so crazy about this team, is that there's so much competition within the squad. How does that make you better every day, knowing that you've got Marissa leading the way and Reagan and some of these great girls, but also among the entire team, that there's just so many good runners out there?
I just like to follow along and like what Marissa and everyone do, and like try to keep it light. Like, we don't want a big team competition going on. Just like whoever lands, and it'll be fun. Whatever.
Well, and Elsie, you've already seen a lot of improvement since you joined the varsity team halfway through last season, and even into the summer. How excited are you to get back to the courses here soon and to have an opportunity to push this team toward those big goals that Marissa was alluding to?
I'm really excited. Track, I definitely struggled a little bit. That probably was not my best season, and so it feels good to be feeling strong and healthier again, and it just feels good to be back with the girls and to be doing what I love. So, yeah.
Here are three representatives of the defending state champion Pella Girls Cross Country Team, two-time defending champions, as they're here today at the Balloon Fest 5K. Ladies, congratulations on all the training and all the great success so far, and looking forward to when we officially talk in the season in the fall. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, I'm off my